Welcome back to Wylo's Party Line on a finally Friday. Let's thank our sponsors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, Brett Capture, Edward Jones Advisor, Big Deals, save money right now and 24-7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com, Simple Time Antiques, Voldeco Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, Mel Starlight Drive-In, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, Welty Custom Exteriors, Blevins Insurance, and Virk's Fine Jewelry. I'm Kevin Keith. We've got Melissa Miller in the studio, and joining us in the studio also, Clinton County Commissioner's President Jordan Brewer. Jordan, thanks for coming in this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, Ken always covers most of our meetings in the area, and we try to stay up on what's going on, and there is a lot going on right now in Clinton County.
There is a ton. I brought my list, and I just off the top of my head that I came up with last night, and there's 16, 17 things on there that we just kind of have in the works, or the irons are in the fire on.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's start out by the interstate. I know you guys are, the commissioners are been negotiating a little bit with the group that's working on the tower out there. Tell us a little bit about that and what else we're going to be doing out at the interstate that the commissioners will have a role in.
Okay, so there's two things. The water tower that is going to go up, and it's had some challenges, as everyone has, in terms of labor issues, as well as getting the product here in time and getting it set up. So, but at the same time, there was an expectation when a contract was signed of when that would be completed. And so we have been more than gracious, in my opinion, in trying to work with the contractor to get it done, but we've had to set some boundaries on what we're willing and won't accept, and some timelines on those. So in particular, the painting of the water tower needs to be done in 2022 and before it gets cold. So there's issues if you try and paint it at a certain temperature.
Sure.
If it's too cold, the paint just doesn't do as well and last as long. So that's a requirement. And then we also put in there that any additional cost past the original substantial completion date, that they will incur those costs and not the county taxpayer.
Yeah, and I think that was, you guys have pushed that back to what, like 3 months now, to December,
yeah,
the end of this year?
So the original completion date was supposed to be September 27th. They asked for an extension until December 31st. And, you know, again, it goes back to, they ended up arriving here a little later, a couple months, almost about 2 or 3 months, because of the job they came from. They got behind because of weather, and so it just kind of pushed everything back. Mm-hmm. So you have to have a little bit of give and take on that.
Sure.
And now they've had some issues where they've lost two welders, they've left and went to other jobs, and it's not just like they have people at their office waiting to take the next job,
mm-hmm,
right? Like, I mean,
mm-hmm,
we
exactly
incur this every day, that it's a
deep bench.
It's a tight labor market,
yeah,
right now.
Yeah, and especially when you're talking something specialty like that.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know,
and it has challenges in itself. I mean, I have a lot of respect for the people that do that. I mean, they travel and they're away from their families for weeks on weeks. And so it's not just like they can sign someone up and bring them in right away. So we understand all that. But at the same time, we have to represent Clinton County's best interests. And there was a reason that they agreed to the contract at the beginning, that this was going to be completed by a certain time. And so we're willing to give an extension, but there's going to be some requirements if we do that.
Yeah. What else would the commissioners be having their hands on out at the interstate that you guys will be working with and on?
So the other big thing will be the roundabout.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to install a roundabout at 28 on the east side of 65. So, you know, how the interstate runs, it's kind of goofy in terms of, like, you have 800 west on both the east and the west side of the interstate. So
right,
this is going to be 800 west, but on the east side of the interstate, we're going to put a roundabout in there. And we've been working through that project, hopefully go out the bid late fall, early winter. And the idea is to have it completed by late summer next year.
I love that idea. I hadn't heard that yet. Some people like roundabouts, some people don't. I think if you if you're around them, you get used to them. And they do really keep the traffic flowing. Being an indie,
yeah,
I lived there for several
years.
I
don't mind driving down around Indy and doing the roundabouts and stuff. But the thing that I find with them when you get out more into the rural areas, which, you know, even though we're talking 65, we're still talking rural.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And you know as well as anybody else, because I know you've driven them, semis.
Yep.
And if these guys have got to try and go around roundabouts, that thing's got to be a lot of times the engineers that design those things have no idea what it takes to get one of those big trucks around a roundabout. So roundabouts are good as long as they are big enough to handle what's going to have to go through it.
Have we taken that into account?
Going
to have two or three lanes? I've seen the bigger ones.
We've more than taken that into account. So we've accommodated and been in the conversation with you have a local small business there in mm-hmm. Performance Ag Indiana who mm-hmm. has planters and tractors that will utilize that road to go there. And so, you know, the engineers look at it from a semi with a 53-foot box trailer on it. Can it make the turn? And we've been adamant that it needs to be able to make the turn with 100-foot with a tractor and planter and an implement behind the planter even.
Right.
That's roughly can be 100-foot out there in the market today. It needs to be able to make that curve. So they are well aware of that, and I've seen the drawings, and it's supposed to accommodate that. So they've went back, and they have obviously software that is so advanced that they can basically put that implement in there.
Plug in
and
the formula.
And see how it makes the turn.
Right.
And they tell us that 100-foot implement should be able to make the turn.
And if it's big enough to do 100-foot long, then it should be big enough to be able to do, I want to say 9,600, but I know that's how obsolete now combines.
Oh, I mean,
that's a baby.
Yeah, you're talking John
now.
Deere X9s, Case 8250s. I mean, those
you
are
just drive things. Over
those
the roundabout. Yeah.
Those things are
things.
Massive. So,
but I think the evolution of the roundabout, especially in the rural area, has evolved substantially from what was done 10, 15 years ago, especially around the metro area. And I'll highlight the one at, I guess it'd be 32 and 421, where it seems like every semi that goes through there curb checks it, and there's just a ton of skid marks.
And that's even after they tore it out twice and redid it. They still didn't get it right.
And
so,
this one will not be that. So it'll have kind of grading so that you can utilize the area in between the roundabout to make the curves if they have to with a 100-foot implement and such. Mm-hmm. So it'll be very accommodating. I think we were clear in our message that this is an industrial and an agricultural area, and it needs to accommodate those type of equipment and machines.
Is there a time frame on the Good Oil? I know you can't speak for them, but I guess they would probably have to start their construction where they're going to have almost a total tear down and rebuild after this or before the roundabout, or maybe during?
The timeline's a little murky in my mind because there's, you know, a few different things happening there. Mm-hmm. Don has some other ideas in terms of development in that area.
Right.
And essentially this roundabout and how 800 West would then go to the south would be essential to the opening up that kind of south east corridor around Good Oil. So I think there's going to be a lot of cohesiveness in the timeline of that work happening and work on his site happening at the same time. So I assume it'll all kind of work together.
Right. It'll take communication.
Yeah.
Going back to the roundabout, you don't see them very often right off of an interstate, do you?
No. I mean,
at least I
have. You have...
You got the one
I like
on 31.
I
31. Although it's not an interstate, but
it's got
the
four lanes.
It was originally going to be a stoplight.
Mm-hmm.
However, there were some challenges with right-of-ways and then also the high-tension power line that runs through there and their buffer zone and where poles could be set.
Mm-hmm.
So and the state would prefer the roundabout, just to be honest.
Oh, yeah.
So we started looking at the alternative idea of the roundabout and saw how it would fit in, and that's ended up being the direction we went. And NDOT was much more accommodating to that as well. So it may be a little unique that it is that close to the interstate, but I think it'll kind of be like a opening of a gate into the community.
Yeah. You're right.
Heading back east, going into Frankfurt, and in that area that ideally will develop over time.
It is exciting, and I saw something like this happen between, what is that county just south, or that city just south of Greenwood and Johnson County there?
Just south.
To where they both grew up so fast, you couldn't tell where one city ended and the next one started there, on like the south side of
Beach
Greenwood.
Road?
Coming in on, no, I don't think. No.
Southport?
Yeah, Southport.
Southport, I'm sorry.
I should have thought of that.
Southport Road's the only thing I think. I don't even think of the town, yeah.
But if you're coming up on 31 North, you couldn't tell where Southport ended and Greenwood officially begins now. And I think that's kind of what it'll be like in 10 or 15 years. It's pretty exciting to think of all the development over those 7 or 8 miles we'll have.
I'm excited about it. I mean, I think we have to be strategic in what comes here.
And
that it has to be beneficial to the community and provide a future, and we don't just plop down some warehouses that store, you know, X, Y, and Z out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have been, there's good leadership in the community in doing that, and with all the stuff that's happening around Clinton County, I think we're just going to get some of the overflow, but it's going to take time, and hopefully we'll see that area kind of develop and be the next frontier for here.
Yeah, because you want something out there that's going to be inviting and invite people into the community, not something like you said, the warehouses, and I know where you're talking, that you drive by and you think, I don't even want to stop.
Just go right on down the road. All right. Well, before we let you go, we've been covering a lot in the community, and we've all watched very close the Career Tech Center, and I was disappointed a couple weeks ago when I heard it officially when Shane Sheridan was on the program here talking about the county schools have chose to go kind of their own way in a sense. And I know we didn't get the property we wanted, but I think I kind of feel like you, Jordan, that this is not a good idea for them to go out on their own, as we see Frankfurt Community Schools purchasing property in the hopes, and they were honest about it up front. That's their plan for that.
Yeah, I mean, it aligns with a lot of the stuff that we've just been talking about in terms of the growth and development of this community at 28 and 65 and kind of that corridor. And I'll make it a little personal and go back to the two main reasons that I ran for commissioner were, one, to have a voice and representation for ag, and secondly was for the future of Clinton County. And I'm a person that had the opportunity to leave, go to college, and see a couple different places and move back. But I know when I grew up, there was a lot of talk when you're in high school, you're young, and you don't know anything, and you say, oh, I want to leave. I don't want to be here. I want to go see places. And I get that mentality. But at the end of the day, for me, the future, we want to provide a future to everyone in this community that they feel like they can be successful and achieve their goals here in Frankfurt and Clinton County.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's what the Career Tech Center does. And so we have a ton of local community partners that are heavily involved in this and have an invested interest to have this happen here. And I think it is so short-sighted of the schools to say, we don't want to partner with you. We don't want to work with industrial partners. We don't want to work with the county. We don't want to work with the city, and we want to do it ourselves. Because all of us, in particular myself, I have a daughter, I have nieces and nephews all under the age of 8, and every day I'm thinking about how can we make Clinton County better so that they see a future here and they don't have to leave to achieve their goals.
Mm-hmm.
And this would provide that opportunity. And so I have a lot of thoughts with it. I think they need to come back to the table with the leadership that we have to move this forward, because it doesn't make sense for us to have two of these in our community. And at the end of the day, if we're going to invest, and I'm not talking the county and the city, all of this investment, it has much more from community and industrial partners, but on a project that's going to be $4 to $10 million, and we want to showcase our community off, it doesn't need to be put out behind the Walmart in the backwoods. We need it in a place that people come into our community and see it, and we're proud of what we have built. And I know there's other counties and communities that have these career tech centers.
Mm-hmm.
And they, to me, are kind of at that level above us. and we want to get to that level. And to me, this is one of those things that we can do that, because we're going to provide opportunities not only for high school kids, which I think would be a big focus, but also those that want to change career paths. Mm-hmm. And there would be so many different industries involved with it, whether it was our current industrial partners, whether it was some IT, cyber. I mean, there's just a lot of things that could be involved in this. And I think it would be huge for our community to have this and have it happen in a place where we can showcase it.
And, you know, other counties could come into this, too. You could partner with another county.
Exactly.
If you have it big enough, you know, and have a vocational school for the region or something.
And the element that this would be kind of a career tech center as well as have a child care element to it is huge, because we've all experienced, and
we've experienced
that child care is a resource and a benefit that a lot of people don't have in this community, because it's really hard to find and there's not a lot of opportunity. So if we can partner with the industries or part of that county and the city be part of that, and we have opportunities for our employees to be there, I think that's huge. But I guess the last thing I would really say about it is where my disappointment comes is the people, the leadership at the school level, what I believe was making these decisions, are not people that have 46041 zip codes.
Mm-hmm.
And all the community partners and the county and city leadership, we do. So we're invested in this community.
Right.
And at the end of the day, if someone's hearing this and they have questions, feel free to call me. I'll be glad to talk to anybody about it. But I think the other thing you need to do is you need to reach out to your elected school board members, because they need to be the ones that are making these decisions.
Mm-hmm. And they need to hear from you. We are going to hear from Carl Lane real quick before we take our commercial break and let Jordan go. Carl, go ahead.
I'll just answer the question, and you can answer. Mr. Burr and everybody, that Mallory's building out there, I think, of course, it's falling apart, and it needs cleaned up tremendously. But I would think that they could fix that thing up and make it into what you're talking about in the industry for the kids to go to.
Thank
you, Carl.
I think that's one of the options. We've looked at multiple locations, and it's kind of been narrowed down to one that I believe is in a little better shape than that, and also at a better price range that can be converted. But that is a good suggestion. But you're in the area where it needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately,
mm-hmm.
right? Because
it's part of it.
You know, if you kind of think about, well, let's, you know, logistically, let's put it in the center. Well, there's not a lot of stuff down around downtown Frankfort, but ideally, we're growing to 65, so that center is going to shift.
That's right.
If we're going to partner with the industrial players, they want it where they can get their equipment over there. The people can be set up with jobs where you come out of high school, and as we've seen, college isn't for everybody.
No.
Right?
No.
And so now you're coming 16, 17-year-old kid who has an opportunity for a really good-paying job in this community without taking on any debt.
Yeah.
And I think that's huge.
Yeah, and they just walk across the street to another building. Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. Well, again, thanks for making yourself available this morning, Jordan, and we'll catch you next time.
Anytime. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you very much. We'll take a break and come right back with more Party Line on WILO.
Have you checked out ClintonCountyDailyNews.com lately? If it's been a while, take a few minutes to log on through your computer, tablet, or smartphone. We've recently added new features on our tabs. Now, when you click on the Community tab, click on Fun and Games for cartoons, crossword puzzles, Sudoku, and more. Plus, we've recently added a Spanish translation tab for the Latino community. Log on now for the latest going on in Clinton County at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
The Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, the cornerstones of American democracy. Why not check out our new tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com? American Treasures. The tab at American Treasures takes you back in time to when our country was being shaped by our founding forefathers. It features video links to Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech, a presentation of Abraham Lincoln's letter to Mrs. Bixby, and much more. Think of WILO and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com when you stop by for a few minutes to relax and truly appreciate American Treasures.
Discover family fun at Kentucky Kingdom. Soar through the air and splash under the sun for the best summer escape. Beat the heat in big waves or winding lazy rivers. and get soaked in a four-story playground at Hurricane Bay. Enjoy big fun for little ones all day. Visit 2 days for only $27.50 per day. Plan now at KentuckyKingdom.com.
The Ramsey Show.
You can start from nothing in America and become a millionaire. You can do it.
It's very, very real. And I just can't stand these people. I mean, social media has just become a black hole of stupid. It's just hate-filled everywhere. Yeah. I'm just saying, you know what? You can actually become a millionaire, and we're going to show people it can be done.
Yeah.
A million's not a billion, but it's more than most people got.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 4 to 5 on WILO.
You wake up in the morning after sleeping under an advertised blanket, on an advertised mattress, in a home that was once advertised by a realtor. You check social media on your advertised phone. You get dressed in your advertised clothes, slip on your advertised shoes, and grab your advertised phone again. Then you grab that advertised coat, get into your advertised car, drive to work while seeing and listening to advertising, only to arrive and sit at an advertised desk. Then you refuse to advertise, saying, advertising doesn't work. Then when your business fails, you call up various advertising companies to advertise the business or building for sale. Sounds crazy, right? Happens every day in small businesses everywhere. If you believe in your business, your advertising should be a top priority. People go where they are invited to. Stay top of mind with your customers when they need you most. Call Casper Media today at 765-659-3338 to find out how you can increase revenue for 2022.
When it comes to service, we take it personally at Encompass Credit Union. You see, we're small enough to remember your name, but we're also big enough to handle all of your financial needs, no matter how they grow. Community-minded, just like you. Find us online at EncompassCU.org.
We're community-minded in all we try to do. Community-minded, just like you.
What's the difference between a co-deductible and no deductible? Your insurance agent. It really is no laughing matter. There's nothing you should take more seriously for your peace of mind than your insurance coverage. Let Michelle Boyd at Voldeco Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, ensure you have the right coverage for your auto, home, farm, motorcycle, or RV. Call Michelle at 654-0287 or stop in at 337 Kentwood Drive in Frankfort. Your insurance coverage is no laughing matter. Get serious with Michelle Boyd, Voldeco Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency.
The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierLandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors: Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Cooling, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, Provide Computer Sales and Service, 51 West. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.
Welcome back to WILO's Party Line. Just a couple minutes left in the program at 659-3338. I'm Kevin Keith. I want to thank our sponsors, Mel's Starlight Drive-In, Virk's Fine Jewelry, Levin's Insurance, Welty Custom Exteriors, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, Voldeco Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, Simple Time Antiques, Big Deals, Brett Capps, your Edward Jones advisor, Ivy Tech Community College, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, and Encompass Credit Union. Bill's all mad now.
He's pouty, not mad. He's not mad and pouty. Honestly, I'm looking at the clock.
No,
we're going to run over a few minutes because we asked him to come back.
No, that's right. I had a great time. I mean, at the kids' table, it's where I belong. You know, I mean, forget it. You know, when the adults come in to talk real serious stuff, you know, I go outside and smoke cigarettes. I get it. It's all right. That's what I'm here for.
We started about 5 minutes late anyway, so we'll keep it here. We'll see.
We're going to keep it here.
Who's going to call in here? Spirited discussion, of course.
Absolutely.
With Jordan Brewer. Appreciate his time. Mm-hmm. I got a text. We were talking about roundabouts and stuff, and I got a message from Jimmy Ewing of Jimmy Ewing's Appliance Repair. And he said, put a roundabout out at the jog, and I would be for that. What do you think? What do you think about that, Bill?
Which jog?
The jog out there at Hoke and Walnut.
Oh, okay.
The weird little.
I guess you're gonna. It's.
I mean, y'all lived here your whole life.
Yeah, I mean, it would just be the businesses. You know, it's the stuff you have to get
them
to agree to. Maybe I don't know.
That's not a good location.
I like roundabouts. They're fine, but I think told you about the one that was at Purdue, mm-hmm. out at the parking lot, yeah. that they had built a hill in the middle of it. I called it occlusion hill. I mean, you can't have a hill in the middle of a ramp because you can't see through it.
Yeah.
So they made a giant hill. And I just walked over every day and thought, this is the home of engineering.
Uh-huh.
Fantastic. Go Purdue.
That's the reason why I mentioned the and unfortunately, 90% of the engineers that work with the NDOT are from Purdue.
Hail Purdue.
Absolutely. I mean, I hate to say that, but it's true. That's the reason why I said what I did when we were talking to Jordan. You know, they don't know. They're smart as crap, but they don't understand how all these vehicles, and especially large vehicles, and if you try to put a roundabout at Hoke, think about the semis that already have to navigate that. You'd have to take out probably 6 or 7 residential areas in order to be able to
be a big one.
It'd have to be huge.
But the ones down in Westfield and things like that, I mean, there's no hills in the middle. They seem to work out pretty well.
They're nice. You just can't navigate them with a truck.
It's large.
And some of them, down around Westfield, Carmel, you get like the 3-4 lanes.
Oh, yeah.
Of different, you know. And we have one of the original ones probably in the state of Indiana over at Circle Park, which is kind of like a small roundabout here on this side of town, you know. But I love roundabouts. It just keeps the traffic going, and I like it.
The one at 32 was one of the first ones that they actually put in on a major highway. And like I said, it's been tore out and put in 3 or 4 times now, and it's still not right. and for the traffic that has to go around. And that's the thing you got to keep in mind. 28 is the main thoroughfare through Frankfurt. So trying to put one at Hoke would not work because of what has to travel on it.
Oh, never say never. Let's get John's opinion. John called back here. Hey, John.
Hey. Yeah, you guys around about out there to jog. That's got to be a myth because it, unlike her, it will not work.
Yeah.
Don't fix what ain't broke.
Yeah. I don't know. The jog took me some getting used to when I moved to town a couple years ago.
Yeah, well, I'll let you ride with Larry in the semi and try doing a roundabout if they try and put one in there. It won't work.
No, that's probably not the best spot for it.
No, we got too many businesses along there that have to have semis to carry their freight, so no.
Well, I was calling to let you guys find out if it's a rumor or Frankfurt, because it's a small community. So Frankfurt is a small community, and it flies with rumors. So is it a rumor at the welfare office that is moving out to west end of town somewhere?
I haven't heard, but that doesn't mean it's not going to happen.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about
now,
that either.
When you say welfare office, what are we referring to exactly?
Food stamp.
Where's that at now?
It's on Washington Street.
Oh, there by Fresita's?
I think so. It's down from the police station.
I don't see Ken running in here yet, so
yeah.
I'm sure he's probably researching that right now. So.
Well, we could try to find out for you and maybe find out by Monday or something, John.
Well, I know you guys know me, and I'm a pillar of the community, and I always have my ears open before anybody else does. That's why I figured I'd give that information. I heard it through the grapevine, and I heard it from a good resource. That's the reason why I said, why are they going to move the welfare office?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, it's downtown. Everybody walks to the welfare office. Now they're gonna make me money by paying me $6 to drive out there and back.
yeah, I don't know, but you know, people are always moving and changing, and you know, working out for the betterment of their group and company. John, we're gonna roll, man. Have a good weekend.
Right. You too.
All right. Yeah. Appreciate it. Either one of y'all got big plans this weekend? Going
to
do anything?
Bill's got big plans. We need to talk about this.
Yes,
that's the reason why we
3 minutes.
Asked him to come back.
Why didn't you remind us, Bill?
No, it's
all right.
Not.
Really, it's fine.
We drug you out of bed. to come in here.
He was going to the Y anyway.
Jeez.
Yeah, he was going to the Y.
I know, but kids he didn't have to go to the Y that early, you know.
That's okay. I don't mind.
Nobody's there.
Anyway.
That's a good time.
The Music Matters Festival in Darlington, August 5th through the 7th. That's today. It starts in about an hour and 25 minutes.
Yes.
That's when the gates open. I think the music starts later this afternoon or evening. There'll be food out there and camping and music both days, so that should be a lot of fun. I know that Saturday,
tomorrow,
Mucklow, local band, Megafauna Recording Artists, that's a local record company,
and
that's who we're signed with.
One of my favorite bands.
Yes, we will play, and then the next up will be, actually, oh, then there's someone after us, I forget their name.
Okay, I've got
my mind.
Yeah,
I think it might be the Carnies. Might be the Carnies after
Carnies
us.
Carnies are there, yeah.
Because it's not listed in order.
Oh, okay.
But the, and then of course, wrapping up is, of course, the Jason Wells Band. It's always entertaining.
Yeah,
so
of course.
Should be a lot of fun. No, we're back to like a four-piece now. And
okay.
Sounding good.
And you're again, on Michael bass, right?
I'm a bass player.
Okay.
That is correct. That is what
and
I
is Michael going to be lead singing tomorrow night and playing some guitar,
he'll be
too?
He'll singing, or? Playing guitar. Drew Sitley is from Lafayette, West Lafayette. He is on like some vocals and guitar as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then drumming is Gibson Wells. It's Jason Wells' son, who can play any instrument on earth.
Right.
And,
he's amazing.
He is really good. And he's in a band called Brushaka. And they play some, I think I played it for you last week.
You told me to Google it, and I forgot the name of it. What was the name of the song?
The song is called Take the Good with the Bad.
Yeah.
And, man, if that's not a hit, a radio song, I don't know what is. It's fantastic.
I am going to YouTube it today.
So hopefully I've been talking with them, and then maybe on the Saturday night show, maybe not long from now, we're going to have them in
have
and
in.
Talk to the
yeah.
whole band and play some of the music, and because it fits in definitely with the Saturday night theme.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very
cool
good.
Deal.
Well, a good time.
Well, we'll see you out there tomorrow night. Melissa, you have a great weekend, and thanks for coming in. It's good to see you guys in person.
And you enjoy the tractor pull and the old hickory.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a good time.
All right.
All right. Thanks a lot, and thanks for joining us, and thank you for joining us, and thanks to our Party Line sponsors, too, who include Mel's Starlight Drive-In, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, Brett Caps, Big Deals, Vold Eco Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, Welty Custom Exteriors, Blevins Insurance, and Virk's Fine Jewelry. Have a great weekend. We will be back with the Monday edition of Party Line Monday morning at 8:30. Have a great weekend from WILO.